Good morning and welcome to Gardening with Tom Wyatt and me, Inga Stunsner. For the past couple of weeks, we've been doing something a little bit different. We've been hitting the road somewhat and going to the local gardens. And this morning, we are at the Kershaw Gardens in North Rockhampton. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Inga. You're sitting in the heart of a very special garden, a disabled garden that is accessible to all people. If you've got a walking disability or a wheelchair disability, this garden caters for you. The patron of this garden were people by the name of Stuarts, and they had a disabled family member, and they were excited about this project when they first heard about it and first started. And we were the first ones to make this gardens and the other gardens, but mainly Kershaw Garden, make that accessible to all people.
And this particular part of the Kershaw Gardens is it's absolutely beautiful. We've got a fountain behind us, there's lots of shade, easy access to the benches. But what struck me as soon as we walked in here, Tom, is the smells.
That's because most of it is herb plantings, but there are ordinary normal plants in here as well. But the perfume plants, or the aroma from the perfume plants, is drifting above the walls because there must be a special wind that follows all these contours, and you can see them all. And the fragrances are getting mixed up by the wind and creating something special.
And it is. It's beautiful. Plus a lot of colour here. We've got the blues and the burgundies and purples. But Tom, tell me a little bit about the family, the Stuart Baxters. I think they were the patrons. So they came to you and they actually invested, like donated a fair bit of money to get this set up.
Yes, I don't know how much money was donated, but they had a very, very high and heavy interest in the place. And we took it on board because we were getting advice from them what was needed for disabled people. And they were a massive help to us, and their family member, he would have been very excited about it because it's never been done before. And we done it here in the Kershaw Gardens. That was a rubbish dump, and you can't build a gardens on a rubbish dump, everyone will tell you that. So we went ahead and we were deaf to all the advice we were getting.
That's a bit of a theme with you, Tom.
Well, we like constructive criticism. We don't like people just knocking things because someone else come up with the idea. The thing that's about this, we catered for the noise sound. And you won't even guess what that is, Inga, but that's the noise of a working windmill that pumps water. See the windmill there amongst the forest?
Yes.
That pumps water over to the lagoons. But the interesting thing about that windmill is the windmill was designed by a Rockhampton mayor, Williams.
Wow.
And still the windmill still carries their name today. That made us more determined to put up that windmill. And you can see we're city boys and we're putting in a country message here for the people. It had never been done, a windmill in a garden. Well, today it was in this garden. And it's, as I said before, it's the first garden in the Southern Hemisphere designed just for disabled people. The thing about this garden is, this is the second stage. The first stage was braille labelling, all on plaques mounted in the bed, but it was a main development of the garden.
Tom, shall we just have a little bit of a walk and tell me what some of these plants are? Because I guess if anyone is wanting to get stuff in their garden that has a nice perfume.
We'll start down where the blue hearts are, the agapanthus,
okay.
Or garlic. That's garlic.
Garlic?
Yeah, that's garlic. That's my favourite plant.
Yeah, I love the colour there. Like, it's the same colour as jacaranda.
Yeah, that's a vibrant purple, isn't it? It really is such a vibrant purple. And you can see how wide the garden beds are. This is wheelchair height.
Yeah, because we've got a rail here
inside it for the people's comfort.
Okay. Okay, so we've got the Agapanthus.
And we've got rosemary there. See rosemary?
Yes.
You know, to put that in, cutting of that into a bottle of water and seal it up keeps the water well and truly flavoured all day. Mm. Beautiful. But see the fountain, like the fountains in the form of a wine glass?
Yeah,
see it in the
yes.
Centre? See the water cascading over that wine glass shape?
Mm. You were just talking about the wind coming through and picking up all the fragrances, yeah. And it must be the design because it is almost like a maze because it's a really still, humid day,
yes.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah, very, very humid, but the plants that are here, they enjoy that. They want it, almost demand it, if you like. But it's what we've done or what they've done now is they've spoilt the original design because we wanted it in a garden atmosphere where the people could actually enjoy what plants are. There's no one here to tell us. All the boarding and cardboard works have all been taken away. So,
Tom, this looks like
That's a colus. That's a herb. And probably pit with a salad, like three-in-one herb. Remember the three-in-one herb,
yes,
the colus?
Yes, I used to grow those.
Well, that's one of the parents of it, and it makes a nice display. As you can see, there's blue spikes coming up.
Yeah.
But it needs to be cut back and make all the growth really vegetated and nice. And the man that built this, he's got one leg. He's lost his leg at the thigh. And we were doing the plans of this, and he came into my office to see what I wanted done over here somewhere else. And I said, look at that plan, John. Yeah, it's a nice plan. He says, he's going to build it. I said, you are. And that's how this garden got built, from
wow.
A disabled bloke on site.
And with the family wanting to, do something for their family member who was living with disability.
So you see why the Stewart family loved this place, you know.
Yeah.
And you can see how all the scale works to the plan.
Okay, and what's this undergrowth?
That's botanically, that's a phyla. That's a ground cover to keep the weeds in that out, but make a nice display. What can I use at home in the garden? And just come over to Kershaw Gardens and have a look.
Mm.
Notepad and paper. It's a unique attraction, but no one knows it's here.
Well, they do now.
They will now, won't they?
Well, Tom, we'll have to come back again next week and we'll talk more about the history of Kershaw Gardens.
Is the windmill working? Let's have a look at the windmill.
I think the days, it's a bit too still.
Yeah. Well, it has an interesting history.
Thanks, Tom. Well, we'll talk again next week. We'll
Absolutely.
Be back in the Kershaw Gardens.
Thank you.